here's a story from The World.
As we reported earlier this week, Europe has struck a deal to buy natural gas from Israel to make up for some lost Russian imports. Spain, no doubt, is welcoming that. That's because Spain's biggest gas provider, Algeria, is threatening to close the taps or raise prices. Last week, Algeria severed trade and diplomatic ties with Spain. All of this because Spain upended a long-standing agreement regarding its former colony, Western Sahara. From Barcelona, reporter Jerry Hatton has more.
It's one of those seemingly intractable geopolitical stalemates. Since the Spanish left Western Sahara in 1975, Morocco and Algeria have been at odds, sometimes violent odds, over the region's future. This is footage from 1977 of Moroccan soldiers clashing with Western Saharan rebels. A ceasefire went into effect in 1991, but Morocco still wants the vast region to its south. It says it was once part of a greater Morocco. Algeria backs the rebels, the independence-seeking Polisario Front. The United Nations, meanwhile, has long said the people of Western Morocco, the Sahrawi, should decide their own fate. For nearly half a century, no one's quite known what to do next. So most countries have done just that, nothing. Until recently.
Señorías, la declaración conjunta construye un sistema de garantías para empezar sobre nuestra integridad territorial.
This spring, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez told Parliament he was backing Morocco's plan for autonomy for Western Sahara under Moroccan rule. In return, Sánchez said, "We've protected our territorial claims, that is, Spanish sovereignty over Ceuta and Melilla." Ceuta and Melilla are Spanish enclaves in North Africa, surrounded by Morocco, their vestiges from the colonial era. Morocco lays claim to them. They're important because they're among the places where migrants are constantly trying to cross into Europe. Professor Rafael Grasa at Barcelona's Autonomous University says Spain may have struck this sudden deal to solve its own border problem. Last March, some 1,300 migrants, mostly from sub-Saharan countries, rushed the fences in Ceuta. In this Spanish TV footage, hundreds made it over, but many got cut on the barbed wire or hurt in tussles with police. Spain could no longer accept the avalanches of migrants encouraged by Morocco, says Grasa, or the shocking news reports of people being hurt. Spain says Morocco could dissuade migrants from crashing its borders whenever it wants. Spain believed this was never going to end, Grasa says, which appears to be why it decided to negotiate. By backing Morocco's plans for Western Sahara, Spain may have gained some stability at its North African borders. But the deal comes at the expense of Algeria, says Dr. Isham Hellier at Cambridge University's Center for Islamic Studies. He says using migrants as leverage to gain concessions from Europe is nothing new.
The Turks have done that and other states in North Africa as well. And of course, when it came to the Turks, they got a huge payoff from the EU in order to make sure that huge numbers of particularly Syrian refugees were taken care of in Turkey so that Europeans wouldn't have to deal with that.
And remember, says Professor Grasa, migrants to Spain come through Morocco, Libya, and Algeria. And there are currently lots of them arriving from the Algerian coast to the Spanish islands of Menorca and Formentera. In fact, on the day Algeria cut diplomatic ties with Spain last week, 113 African refugees reached the Spanish island of Mallorca. They'd set sail from Algeria. Grasa calls Spain's Moroccan deal a diplomatic blunder, especially when you factor in something in short supply these days, natural gas. As Europe weans itself off Russian gas, Spain's buying a lot more of it from the U.S., but it's expensive, and fuel prices of all sorts have shot up here. At a Barcelona gas station, 32-year-old delivery driver Alex Manuel pumps about $55 of gasoline into his truck. It's just a third of a tank, but he's short on cash.
Si sube el diésel o la gasolina, sube la comida, el transporte, todo en general, ¿sabes?
When gas prices go up, he says, so does the price of food, transportation, everything. And those of us who don't earn a lot end up suffering. The only thing that hasn't gone up, he laughs, is my salary. Last year, Spain bought more than 40% of its natural gas from Algeria. So far, Algeria hasn't followed through on threats to cut supplies or charge more, but it has cut diplomatic and trade ties for what it calls Spain's betrayal. But in diplomacy, there's always a plan B and C, says Cambridge's Isham Hellier. and the public may not know what's going on behind closed doors.
I would suspect very strongly that, you know, the Spaniards wouldn't have taken this step without being very open-eyed about what sort of risks and what sort of benefits. They're not going to do it otherwise.
Hellyer also points out that Spain isn't alone in backing Morocco's autonomy plan for Western Sahara. France, Germany, and Holland have given it the nod, as has the U.S. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.